Welcome to Revenge of the Triforce, a podcast where three millennial nerds talk about whatever they feel like talking about, but mostly nerd stuff, because that's what they are. And if you are too, you'll love this podcast. And even if you're not a nerd, you'll love it too, because it's funny, so just listen to it. You already started listening to it. Why don't you finish something for once in your life? Sorry, I think that was my inner voice talking to myself. Sorry about that. Without further ado, give it up for your hosts, Jeff, Eric, and Tommy.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience. How we doing today? I'm your host, Joseph R. Rogan. I got my co-host, Eric. I don't know who the actual host is on Joe Rogan.
I think he's Jamie, right? The guy that does all the...
We're ripping off all the shows. Yeah, Jamie. I don't know. We're not getting paid for this, so we can parody anyone. This is just Joe Rogan Experience.
Yep.
And Eric, how you feeling? You good?
I feel good. It's a good day. We've got an exciting episode here. I'm just, I'm pumped. How are you doing?
Excited too. And then we're joined by a very special guest. I'm going to tell you how I'm doing in a second because I'm not doing great.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to tell you about our special guest. We got a really good friend of ours who we've known forever. I went to high school with her and she's literally, and this is a big honor, she's the only person from high school that I still talk to. Okay? That's saying a lot. Our good friend, Anna. Anna, how you doing? Tell us about yourself. Tell the audience like who you are, what you do, like professionally, but more importantly, what you do like for fun and what you're into, because that's really what we care about the most.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on the show. It is an honor to be the only person you talk to from high school. You know.
Yeah, and the rest of all the rest of them, I don't care about. You know.
Right. Yeah.
Just kidding. If anybody classmates are listening, I'm kidding. Just send me a message.
We lost
send
all
me
our
a message.
Listeners.
What's wrong? Why don't you talk to me? Yeah, sorry.
The door's
okay,
open.
Go
now.
Ahead, Anna. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my profession might be boring, might not be to people. I don't know. I'm a copy editor for a marketing agency and I work on the Nissan account. So there's that for fun.
I didn't know that. I drive a Nissan.
Well, you're welcome. I sold it to you, technically.
Thank you. Thanks for our Nissans. We love them. We have two of them. What do you do for fun? What are you into? Because I have a feeling we're into the same stuff.
Well, I watch movies, a lot of movies. I play video games sometimes. I have been working out a lot. That's become fun for me, actually. You know, since COVID, I was like, got to do something.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Anna.
Well,
we're
that
so
sounds
glad
like
you're
all
here.
The same stuff we're into. Wonder if that's why we're best buds.
Could be.
Listen, yeah, Eric, you asked how things are going. So,
yeah.
Your boy survived his first HR meeting today. I got tattled on. And yesterday was my birthday, by the way.
Happy.
I got an email right as I was about to open some presents from my family. And they were bringing out the presents, and my wife, Mary, must have been able to tell that I was like white as a ghost because I had just read this email. She's like, what's wrong? I couldn't hide it. I was like, I got this email, and it said, you're being pulled into an HR meeting tomorrow over Zoom. We need to talk to you about some things that have come to our attention. So how would you feel if you...
Oh, my God.
That? And I had a feeling... Right, exactly. Happy, not just happy birthday, but by the way, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. That's like that's a double whammy there. But to make a long story short, basically, I am no longer allowed to film anything at school, which obviously a lot of people in the audience know. You guys know a lot of the content that I post on Instagram and TikTok is in my gym because that's my classroom. That's my domain. I put a lot of work into that space and it's, you know, it's where I shine. It's part of my personality. And I can't even film myself there anymore, apparently. I cannot film myself, just me, like not during lunch, not after school, can't do it at all because somebody, I don't know who, maybe a parent, maybe a random person who doesn't even live in the same state, got offended by something I said or posted and decided to send an email directly to the superintendent of the whole district, not even my principal.
Oh, my God.
Superintendent.
Shit.
You just can't
That's
win.
Like...
Teachers cannot win these days. You It's a shitty feeling.
Wow, that's terrible. I mean, that sucks. There's also the green screen filter, which might help. You could still get yourself in a, you know, a gymnasium, but I know what you mean, man. You're a lot of your content's just, that's what we like about it, is you're there and you're shooting arrows.
I should green screen my own gym.
Yes.
Yes, can't shoot the arrows anymore. Can't shoot the arrows anymore.
Damn.
Can't, like, I would have understood if they were like, okay, you can't film students anymore, because I understand that's controversial. And I always put like a blur filter whenever I'm filming activities. I make it so that you can't see the kids' faces at all, because that's always been important to me, protecting their identities. But I still would have understood if they were like, you can't do that anymore. It's too risky, even with the blurry filter. But no, they bypassed that and just said, you have a gag order. That's not what they said, but that's what it felt like to me. They're like, you can't film anything. So I'm going to be limited now. And I'm kind of thinking about maybe switching schools, honestly. I'm putting my resume out if anybody has any leads for me. No, really.
I just don't.
It's like, it's the micromanaging. It's the lack of appreciation. It just sucks. So
it's the freezing. It's the thawing.
Yeah. You guys ever been in an HR meeting at work?
Yes. It's not a fun thing when you get an email from HR and it's so mysterious. And I've been in a couple where I was more of a witness to things happening, and I had to describe what I saw or heard. But they really make you change your pants before you go in, because it's full of shit, because you're so scared. It's like, oh my God, is this
Isn't that the worst?
Am I fired? Is this it? Just tell
it's
me now.
It's a power trip.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they want you to be scared, and that's the shitty part. That's like, I'm a grown man. I turned 37 years old. Why do you want me to be scared?
Yeah.
Life is too short. But that's what they want. They send you the mysterious email. You don't know what it's about. They want you to lose sleep that night.
Yeah, I was going to say, it helps you sleep for sure. Not. Wow. Well, we're glad you're still here.
We don't have to be a downer.
We're glad you're still here.
I'm still here.
Well, the good news is,
more famous now.
I got to give you credit, Tommy. We found this new soundboard just because of you. So we'll do this real quick. But we can bring this thing back up.
Oh my God, this new soundboard there's an add sound feature, so we can upload sounds to the server. We're going to have so much fun with this.
Wait.
We're going to try not to have too much fun with it.
Oh my God.
Today, anyway. Is today. So it is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I don't know if it's exactly Star Wars Day. We're trying to get this episode out on Star Wars Day. We're working hard. Eric's working hard. Jeff's not here. Jeff is finding himself in Japan. So we hope that he's having a great time. He is connecting with the spirits in Japan. That's like his motherland, even though he's not Japanese at all. He just loves it over there. He has to go over there every once in a while, every few years, I think, to like recharge his batteries, you know?
Yeah, he's got connect a with the Naruto run through there with a bowl of sushi.
Yep. He's got to go pose with the Gundam statues over there in Japan. I'm saying all this, by the way, making fun of him only because I'm jealous, because I would love to go to Japan.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to release this on Star Wars Day. So if you're listening to this on Star Wars Day, May 4th, we were successful. And if you're listening to it after, we were not so successful, but it's still Star Wars season. So may the 4th be with you, Eric. May the 4th be with you, Anna. Let's talk some let's talk some Star Wars. All of us are huge Star Wars fans. Obviously, I think myself and Anna a little more so than Eric. But what are your like earliest memories of watching Star Wars? Like, walk us through that first viewing. Do you remember your first viewing? Anna, why don't you go first?
Yeah, so it wasn't really until the prequels were coming out that I kind of was introduced, and my dad was kind of like, hey, these are pretty cool movies, that you should watch them, and then we should go see the new ones together. And you know, back then I was in junior high, and it was not cool to like Star Wars like it is these days. So those were nerds that watched Star Wars, so obviously, of course,
nerds.
That's not me. But no, that's when I got into them. I watched the movies and I loved them, I guess. And then I went out and
were you a fan before the prequels, or did the prequels get you into it?
Like literally right before the prequels came out is when I became a fan, I guess. Like, I knew of it and I had kind of watched like some parts of them probably at one point, but I didn't sit down and watch them on purpose till like 98, 99.
Did you watch any accidentally? Like you just accidentally turn on the TV. What is this?
Maybe, but I just don't remember if that did happen.
Accidental Star Wars. That's always
Oops.
fun. Eric, what about you? You're not you were sharing with me the other day that you're not as much of a Star Wars fan. Like what
Yeah,
how
it.
much of a Star Wars fan are you? Quantify it.
I'm probably a 6 out of 10 on a good day. I, you know,
Okay.
my first experience with it was I never really watched it. And here's the thing. Growing up with Jeff and how big of a super fan he was, and like I think that maybe deterred me. No offense, Jeff, I love you, but I think they were just like so into it, and I was like on a different path of like what movies I watched. And when, gosh, I must have been maybe 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there, probably like Anna right before the prequels, where I borrowed it, the VHS box set from my neighbor with the three tapes with, you know,
Yep.
Darth Vader's face on it. And it might have been whatever edition just came out, right? Like it was like we know George Lucas re-releases that shit like every 3 years or whatever it was. So I finally sat
Yeah.
down, I watched it, and I thought it was cool. I didn't like love it right away. I kind of laughed at the visual effects, you know, like, 'cause this is what? This is like the Matrix just came out, and then the next movies I was watching were the original Star Wars, which, you know, it was tough to like go backwards and kind of put my mind there, like, oh, I've never seen something like this before. Well, I just watched Bullet Time with Keanu Reeves, and now I'm watching the lightsaber disappear when it goes past the camera. Like, oh, that's total bullshit. No
Yeah, because
way.
it's two-dimensional.
So it took me a little while. I
That was
enjoyed.
2000s.
Yeah.
That was you're a late bloomer.
Yeah, it was like 12, 13. And I remember it didn't sink in right away, but then when I started to watch the prequels, that's when I kind of found a new hope, a new love for kind of Star Wars and what I was watching, and
A
like
new hope.
get more invested in
You
the story.
bastard.
So that
We
was my
got
first
that
memory.
new hope.
That was my first memory. What about you, Tommy? You got to answer your own question.
I have both of you beat. I was a huge fan before the prequels came out. I remember going to see the Star Wars Special Edition in theaters. So basically, George Lucas was such a pioneer. I mean, you think about like I think the first one to just re-release his own movies back in the theaters. They had already been in theaters. They were released on video. And then he's like, oh, I got some new CGI here. Let's try adding some of this CGI into my movie. Let's do this. And then he just re-releases the exact same three movies in theaters. They sold out. I went with friends. My parents had to drive us because we were young. This was like, I think prior to junior high. I must have been like maybe 10, 11 years old. And we sat front row. I don't know why we thought sitting front row was cool and fun. It sucked. Because you're like, your head is back, your head is like cocked back all the way, your neck hurts, and you can't even see the whole screen. You have to like literally look around. This was not IMAX, by the way. That wasn't a thing back then. But we went and saw all three of the original trilogy movies again, the special edition. We bought the VHS box set. I think, Eric, you were talking about that with
Yeah.
the golden box with Darth Vader and the Stormtrooper and Yoda's face. And I was like completely hooked and sold before the prequels came out. So when the prequels came out, I was obviously losing my mind. And Eric, I think you were part of the production team at Jeff's house when we recreated episode one, The Phantom Menace, right? You were there
Yep,
for
I was
that.
there.
I was like the cameraman. And I remember like we recreated it scene by scene in the basement. With like costumes and everything. This was just a thing that we wanted to do because Jeff was really into, film production. That was what he always wanted to do. And we just were obsessed with Star Wars. So when the prequels came out, I saw every single one in theaters, loved them. And then like we grow up a little bit, right? We grow up and then we look back on the prequels and we rewatch them and we go, who is this Jar Jar Binks asshole? Like whose idea was this? And I think that's part of being a Star Wars fan, right? That's is like kind of outgrowing it in a way. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Or am I being too harsh on George Lucas?
No, I think when I first saw the prequels, I thought it was cool, right? Like the graphics were exciting. It was new, like new age technology. And like the characters were just fun. They're like out of this world characters, right? So just Jar Jar Binks and the way he was in the moment did not bug me. But yeah, you're right. Once you grow up a little bit, you're like,
no, as a child, I loved it.
Oh yeah. Same.
And I think that's, but when it's, yeah.
Yeah. I think you just,
we forget that it's marketed. I think that Star Wars has always been kind of a kid's thing. It's always been marketed towards kids. Like the prequels were marketed towards us. We were kids when the prequels came out and we just ate it up. And yeah, then we grew up and we're like, what is this shit? And I think the sequels were kind of the same. Like the sequels, obviously we rushed out to see them. We couldn't wait to see the characters again and see how the story came out. But we watched it and we're like, what is this? What is going on with these new characters? And they killed off some beloved people that we loved and they're doing all this new shit. But like kids today love the sequels. My niece loves Kylo Ren. It's like her favorite character. Like, and I think that it's just easy to forget that Star Wars ultimately, I think at least, is a kid's franchise. I don't know. Do you guys agree with me on that?
Yeah, I think like each time the trilogy came out, it was definitely marketed to kids, like the new generation. So our parents could be like, hey, I grew up watching this. You got to check it out. And now it's like a new generation is introduced every few years. And it's like brilliant, really. And then they've got like decades of fans now that are still going to go see those movies and new ones that are coming right behind them.
Yeah, and I think that's what,
yeah,
you know,
it's like a generational thing.
It like attracts a new audience all the time, right? Like even though some kids growing up nowadays, they might fall in love with the original. You just never know. But you're right. I think when a new trilogy is released, it is geared towards the kids and what do they like and what's, I mean, I get it. It's all fantasy and sci-fi. But come on, like pod racing, when we were growing up, our parents were probably looking at it like,
oh my
what
God,
the
yeah.
fuck are they driving around in garbage cans? What's happening here? And we're like, yeah, let's
in
get
my day, we use TIE fighters.
Pod racing. And like, we got to get the video game that goes along with it. Like, it was the coolest, you know? And now when I look back,
that game kicked ass.
It's still kind of cool, but it's just funny to look back now. Like, damn, I really thought this was hot shit. And it's cool scenes and stuff, but like, you know, you grow out of it a little bit.
Yeah. Like, we're into it for the nostalgia now, I think.
Yes, yeah.
You know, right. And that's, like, the genius of George Lucas and his storytelling, is he really knows how to get kids hooked when they're young, and it's like,
oops.
We all got hooked at a young age.
Yeah, I hear you. I gotta ask a question to you guys, is, like, I think we all know, I think we can probably all agree on what the best trilogy is so far, like, if we're gonna go pockets of three movies at a time. If we disagree, let me know, but I'm sure we all believe that the original trilogy, New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, was probably the best so far. Any disagreement there?
For me,
Anna, you disagree?
I don't. It holds a special place.
Oh, you said, yeah. I thought for a second you were going to disagree.
I thought
we were going to have an argument.
All right. We're all on the same page there. But I got to ask the question, though. Of the nine movies, and I'm only going to count the nine. I'm not going to do Rogue One. Let's just say the original, you know, the trilogies. What is your favorite movie of the trilogies and why? And Anna, let's start with you.
Ooh.
That's a difficult question.
I know.
We get
deep
here.
Very
hard question.
Here, let me do this. I'll go first. I got one right off the top of my head. It's going to be controversial. My favorite of of them all is The Force Awakens. I say
Ooh,
that. I say that.
Son of a bitch.
Because it reignited this little spark in me, because I kind of fell out of off the Star Wars wagon for a while after the prequels. And I never really went back. I never really cared to watch, you know, even A New Hope or any of the older ones. But when The Force Awakens came out, something about it and J.J. Abrams and the way the movie was shot, like, it almost kind of re-energized me in that Star Wars universe and that space. Like, I thought the story was not necessarily unique, but it was cool as a fresh take. It's new age technology again. Love the visual effects. But it kind of reignited my enjoyment and, I'll say, quote-unquote, love for Star Wars, because, again, I'm a 6 out of 10. It's not super diehard, but I enjoyed it. So I'm going to throw that one out there.
Force Awoken you.
That was
You
that
saw
was
that movie.
unexpected. Yeah.
I was gonna say it's controversial. It's the first one I thought of when I was thinking of all the movies. I watched that probably more than
Well, okay.
the other ones.
I loved Force Awakens. It was not my favorite. None of the sequels are in my top like three, but I did love, and I'm convinced, and I will fight anyone who disagrees with me on this, okay? I'm convinced even the sequel haters, okay? Like Jeff, tons of people out there is like, "Oh, these sequels are such garbage. It's nothing like they completely ruined it." Even every single one of those people loved The Force Awakens, even if they don't want to admit it. I guarantee you every single at least half of it, they sat in that theater and they were just eating it up. I guarantee you they got goosebumps when Han Solo and Chewie showed up on screen.
Yep.
When the Millennium Falcon, when you first see the Millennium Falcon covered in like, garbage or whatever.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they had a great time. They didn't start hating it until they left the theater and started thinking about, "Oh, who are these new characters and who was that chick, this British lady? Who was that? There was all these new and the random stormtroopers. Why did they?" We overthink it. We overthink it and we ruin things for ourselves when we do that, and that drives me crazy. I am an apologist for the sequels. The sequels were very controversial, right? But I had a great time watching them. They weren't my favorite. Obviously, The Last Jedi had a lot of problems, but I had a great time watching them.
Yeah.
Okay? Sue me.
Yep. Get your bucket of
Yeah.
popcorn, get extra butter in there, and just sit back and eat it up.
Right, just enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's Star Wars. Fucking enjoy it.
That's how I look at it too. Like that's why I
Good,
struggle
I'm
to
glad.
choose. Like, they all bring something to each person, and that goes back to the generational thing too.
Exactly.
They all mean something as you go through them, and if you take them for what they are and don't dig too deep and don't like nitpick, I always say Star Wars fans, a lot of them are just never going to be happy, and then I
Yes, that is
challenge them to
so true.
go
That is so
direct
true.
and write a movie themselves and do it perfectly. So,
Yes. Let me just throw this out there. Nobody hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans. Am I right?
yeah.
Adult Star Wars, like millennial Gen X Star Wars fans hate Star Wars for people who claim to love Star Wars.
Yeah, I'll never understand it.
I just love that
But we were.
they're like more experts than the people that created it, right?
Right. Exactly. I remember watching The Last Jedi after it came out, and then the people were immediately shitting all over it, thinking to myself, they brought back puppet Yoda for fuck's sake. Yoda was a puppet. You complained when he was CGI in the prequels. They brought back Yoda as a puppet in that classic scene where he's talking to Luke, and he's like, what was that amazing quote where he's talking to Luke in spirit form? Oh, I can't
Was
remember
it
right
like
now. The
you were?
greatest teacher failure is like that's like the greatest Yoda quote ever, and nobody appreciated it because they're all like, "Ugh, Luke died at the end, and I didn't like how that happened." Like, ugh, yeah, whatever. We were talking about our favorite Star Wars movie, and I feel like I'm
No, I
derailing
like
the
it.
discussion.
We have
And
to.
Eric was very brave to come out with his pick. So, Anna, do you want to go ahead with your pick for favorite Star Wars movie?
It would. I mean, between The New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, I think I always liked Hoth and all of that movie.
Oh, it's the ice planet.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I was thinking out loud there. Because at
That's
first
cool.
I thought you said something else at first. And then I was like, oh,
Oh.
Hoth, she's talking about the ice planet.
I thought
Yeah.
maybe you were clarifying for our listeners.
Well, if
We
they
have
don't
to.
know what Hoth is, then why are they listening to this show? If you don't know the difference between a Hoth and a Bespin, then fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
Anna, what makes you lean to watch A New Hope versus Empire? Because you have a tie for first right there. So what is it like a mood or a day or like what causes you to want to watch one over the other?
A New Hope is kind of like, a more of a background comfort movie. I mean, they both are, but like, it's an easy one to just throw on and start with. And if
Yeah.
I keep watching the rest of them, then Empire Strikes Back comes next. But I don't know if anything, if I had to choose something, it's a classic. A New Hope is a classic one. That, started my journey. So
Yeah.
it's just a fun movie, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a perfect movie.
Yeah, and
It's a
quotable
perfect film.
and
Our
I
Tommy,
yeah, A New Hope is definitely mine too. It's mine. No, it's
I figured.
no anticipate, no like no surprise. No surprise. Yeah, it's just you knew the answer. A New Hope, I mean, it's the perfect film, period. And just think about like I've talked about this before, but I like to put myself in the place of like a person in the 1970s just watching this movie with no context, thinking to themselves, what the fuck, episode four? What is, did I miss three whole movies in the beginning? And then all these weird characters, these actors and actresses you've never seen before, this chick with the really weird hair, and these robots that don't even, this robot looks like a garbage can. Like, what is going on here? But then you just slowly get won over as the plot goes on. You see these amazing special effects, which were really cool for the 1970s. And by the end of the movie, you're just in tears, clapping. I would have been.
Yeah.
I was just a twinkle in my dad's eye back then, but I'm sure I would have been in tears. I would have been sobbing at the end when Leia puts the medal on Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, and you look over and you see a little R2-D2, because you don't know, you thought he died. You
Yeah.
thought he died. Everyone thought R2 died. That was the plot twist when he was still alive at the end, and you're like, oh my God, thank God he's okay. And you're just, I would have been sobbing. It's a perfect movie.
I mean,
Just by itself.
to compare it to this day and age, I could imagine the theater erupting when the Death Star blew up, the same way that when Avengers Endgame, when all the superheroes came back, like everybody was standing and cheering, and that was
Yes.
like the Death Star blowing up moment. I have to
Yes.
imagine. Like,
Even before the Death Star
totally.
blows up, when Han Solo
Oh,
returns,
yeah. I mean, there's probably like
because Han,
10 moments there.
watch, you think he's gone? That son of a bitch took off. He abandoned the rebellion because he just wanted to get paid. That's all he cares about is money. Son of a bitch. I hate that guy. And then he shows up, yoo-hoo, and blows up or blows
Yeah.
away Darth Vader, doesn't blow him up, then sends him spinning off into the abyss, and then it blows up. And just imagine the goosebumps, the white knuckle on the edge of your seat. Ugh.
Set
It
phaser
must
to
have been a
spin
magical time.
cycle.
There he goes. Yeah, that
Did you
was.
say set phaser? That's Star Trek, you asshole.
Had to throw it in there. Set phaser to
You're
spin cycle.
downgraded to a 5 out of 10.
But and like,
Downgraded.
I feel like that, I know when I watch some like documentaries and stuff, I know George Lucas and team, they had no clue that anybody was going to like that movie at all. They're just like, there was
Yeah, but
challenges
they
with
took a
it.
huge risk.
The technology wasn't there yet. Basically they created ILM by making that movie, like just guys that were making the like clay puppetry and like the miniatures and the way they had to do camera movements was like all brand new. And I mean, it was such a huge payoff. And now it's what, billions and billions and billions of dollars. And shit, what if it would have flopped? Like, would it just be like the room, like the sci-fi The Room, if it just was a sh things had to have gone wrong, right? Like, we can't have the same movie and it flop, because that's just not going to happen. But like, I wonder if like different actors or different like script changes would have turned it into like the biggest joke of the last 40 years. In an alternate
Well,
universe,
that's
it
fun to
is.
think about. Yeah, I was just thinking alternate universe where Star Wars flopped and like Dune from the 90s was a huge smash hit.
God.
That old Dune, but not the new one that was amazing, but the old one with like Patrick Stewart that everyone shits on all the time. What if that was the Star Wars in this alternate universe?
Oh my God. That'd be great. Oh shit. Well, I mean, I wonder. All right, one more question for you guys. Where do they take the franchise from here? You guys know a little bit more about the universe. Do we go further back in time? Do we kind of rewrite a new story and like pull from certain things? Like, I know now they're with the shows and everything, they're starting to pull, I don't want to say like fan favorites, but now they're starting to pull like unique characters and like timelines and things. But like, what will the next best trilogy be in your mind? I mean, you don't have to get specific, but just like, where do you want it to go? What time? Any characters that you want to name drop? Again, you guys know more than I do, but just curious.
Edna, what do you think? Because you're quite a visionary. What do you think is in store?
You know, I don't know. It seems like they've gone so much further than they should have already, if that makes sense. I love the way they've filtered in like the old characters into the newer stuff, but now that that's kind of phasing out, I guess they would have to kind of just keep going with the TV shows, right? Like how they're doing with like, well, here's like a character or a scenario and really expand on it. But I don't know, as a fan, I don't know what I even want because we've gotten so much. So if they could keep creating.
We've been spoiled with Disney Plus.
Yeah, there's really just everything you could imagine and more. So to keep creating those new characters, you know, with the same emotion like they've been doing, I think could keep it going for the generations to come. I don't know how much we'll be into it for the rest of our lives, but keep the spirit alive.
So here's an interesting question going off that, like the future of Star Wars. So Paramount Plus has started putting out Star Trek comedy. They have a show called Lower Decks. It's animated. It's like Rick and Morty. The MCU obviously has started putting out some comedies. The last Thor movie was pretty much all comedy. And this new show they've got coming out with Agatha, I've read that it's like going to be mostly comedy, even a little bit musical. So they're really taking some risks in those two franchises. Do you see a Star Wars comedy show or movie coming out anytime soon? And if so, who's the character in that? What's it about?
It should be Cheers at the Cantina Bar. Would be a good
plot premise.
But I mean, there could be a lot of good just comedic elements to that show. Just kind of like the people that are surrounding the cool shit that's happening, like when they come into town or when they're flying by. You know, there's just some guy that's just trying to be a farmer and make a living, and like then he goes to the local tavern and meets up with all his buddies. So I think there could be, or there's a missed opportunity, because I think that would be a good risk to take.
Everyone's so serious in the Star Wars universe, except like Han Solo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's tough to imagine, but if they keep taking these chances with all these new characters, it's got to be unavoidable at some point. Anna, do you have any idea for a Star Wars sitcom?
Star Wars sitcom. I mean, we could just think of a lot of things. I'm thinking of like Seinfeld, but with like Luke and his aunt and uncle. And we know how that ends. So it's just leading up to how that happens, but it's all the in between.
Yeah.
Like more of like how the milk scene was when they were just enjoying milk at the table. And,
oh, yeah.
More the of that everyday life.
From the weird looking, from that Squidward thing with titties. In The Last Jedi, when you see Luke's like squeeze the titty from that thing and drink, like we didn't need to know what that thing looked like. We could have you could have left that a mystery. Somebody I'm thinking of a show about Jawas, and it's like Minions, but it's Jawas. Like you can't understand a word they're saying because they speak Jawaese or whatever, and they're just doing all this goofy shit. They're selling droids. They're stealing droids. They're getting in trouble, doing all sorts of escapades. And it's just a Jawa show. It could be animated, I guess, or live action. It doesn't matter. It could be for kids. I don't care. I'll watch it. And it's just called Jawas.
I like that. I feel like there should be a musical at some point, too. Why not? Just let's go nuts. I feel like when they're doing dances and like synchronized dancing with lightsabers and flipping around and, you know, rhyming shit. I don't know. The greatest showman of.
Let's do a musical about the rise of the Empire.
We'll probably see that.
Yeah. I was even thinking if when they are going to do new movies, because it's always kind of like good versus evil, right? Like there's clearly a bad guy or bad guys, and there's clearly good guys. I feel like there needs to be like a third party now, right? There's always been like the rebels and
the
Empire.
Well, that's changing a little bit. And yeah.
We need more.
I mean, that's kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah. We need more of that.
More nuance?
Yeah. We need more.
Like the new shows with like. The Mandalorian, they're kind of diving into some territory where they're, you know, showing like the dark side of the New Republic or whatever. And I think what they're kind of leading into is kind of building up to where the sequels are with the First Order and all that. But yeah, it's like Star Wars is very old school, good guys versus bad guys. And that's not what people really like anymore. People like to see the nuance. They like to see, you know, they want to know why the bad guys are doing what they're doing. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, totally yeah. agree. Totally love that.
I don't know.
Totally
Took
love
a dark
that.
Turn there.
Well, there's an even darker turn coming, I think. Tommy, you had this really good segment we wanted to do.
Do we want to do that now?
I think it would be
we
good.
Want to do
time.
That now? We want to do cursing Star Wars now? So, all right. So I think I stole this idea from you, Eric.
Oh, you did?
It wasn't about Star Wars, though. It was take a PG or a PG-13 film, in this case PG, because I think every Star Wars is PG, right? I don't think there's ever been a PG-13, even though it's incredibly violent. I mean, they blow up entire planets, which is just, you know, tons, millions of people died on Alderaan. But you don't see it happen. You just see the planet blowing up. So I guess that means it's PG. But let's take a famous line from Star Wars, any famous line. Doesn't even really have to be a famous line. And just insert a curse word. Pretend it's R rating. Just throw it in there, and then let's kind of reenact it a little bit. So should I go first to give you like an example?
Yeah,
sure.
Should I go first? Okay, so A New Hope, the greatest Star Wars film that we all agreed on, except for Eric. New Hope, the scene where Obi-Wan, this, you know, polite spoken British guy, he's sneaking around the Death Star, and he's completely silent because he doesn't want to be spotted by Darth Vader or the stormtroopers. He's sneaking around, and there's some close calls where the stormtroopers come, and they come close, and they almost see him. I just want to hear him go under his breath, shit, 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 shit. Like when the stormtroopers come out, I want to see him go, oh, shit, 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 shit. Like as he's sneaking around the big pillar so he doesn't get caught. Shit, 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 shit.
Oh my God.
So that's my first one. That's one of mine.
I like that. Guys,
Eric,
I like
do you
that.
Got one?
I mean, it's such a classic line. I mean, it is like the line. And the only swear word I could think of to add to any of these was fuck or fucking or fucking. So may the force
well,
be
the swear word. I mean,
may the force be fucking with you, right? Like just add that little that little zing, or it could be a double play on words like may the force be fucking with you. You know, like just you hope bad things
yeah,
on
would
them.
The force fuck with someone.
I don't know. Just fucking enforcing. I don't know what they do there.
Just changing inflection as needed.
May the fucking force be with you. Just like to get that one R rating. That was my first go-to. Anna, what's yours?
I had the same thought process as you, but I had another one that's different that I'll do just to make it different. One of my favorite quotes from A New Hope. But I was going into Tashi Station to pick up some god dang power converters. Little Hank.
God dang power converters. is this King of the Hill crossover with Star
god
Wars?
Dang.
The crossover we need.
I can totally picture Luke, like Goody Two Shoes Luke. I can totally picture him saying that in his whiny voice.
Like
I was going
like
to Tashi Station to pick up some gosh dang power converters. You watch your mouth, young man.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I thought of
my other one was an F bomb, but I'll change it now since Eric, yours was pretty good. Yours was pretty good.
All mine are F bombs.
So. Where Luke,
sorry as well.
where Luke in Empire Strikes Back, where Luke is fighting Darth Vader, and after he gets his hand cut off, I just want him to be like, damn it. Like, just right as he sees his hand falling, damn it. Just right there. And it's not, that's not an R rating. You can say damn it, I think, even in PG. But I just think, I just want to hear a little cursing in that moment.
I like that.
He says it like
the guy
Chris
just lost
Farley.
His hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, you guys got to help me. I think this was in damn episode it. One or maybe two or no, maybe even three. Fuck. I think it was in three. The famous Obi-Wan, hello there, right? Where he just pops in, hello. And I just want him to add, hello there, motherfuckers. And just, I don't know why. Just give him a little bit of like, you know, like fucking.
You understand like, he wasn't played by Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Well, Samuel Jackson was in it. I should have done him.
He was.
You're right. You're right. But I just want him to add that little bit at the end. Maybe just a blooper just for Samuel Jackson because he was on set at the time. God, and there's got to
there
be one
a scene
with...
where Mace Windu tries.
Oh, go ahead.
Where he tries to arrest the Chancellor Palpatine. There is that one scene where he's like, you're under arrest, my lord. Like, imagine how much better it would have been. You're under arrest, motherfucker.
God, I was trying to think of one for Jar Jar Binks, but it all just lands the same. It was like, Misa, Jar Jar fucking Binks or something. You know, it just, I couldn't figure one out.
Oh, God. No.
But,
no, let's skip that one. We're gonna buzz, well, we're gonna know, buzz that one.
You know the famous line from Empire Strikes Back between Han and Leia was improvised, first of all. So what should have happened is it should have been improvised another way. So she says, I love you, and he says, I fucking know.
Fuck off. No.
Or how about this? About this? Fuck yeah, you do.
That works too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Love that.
Since we're just stuck on the F word, apparently, yes. I think when Anakin and Padme in episode 2 are confessing their love for each other, and Anakin is talking about how he hates sand, I just want to hear him say, fuck sand.
It's cool.
I hate sand.
What is this?
Sand is bullshit, okay? Sand is bullshit. It fucking gets everywhere. It's in my ass. It's in my mouth. Fucking hate sand. But you are not sand. You're beautiful, Padme, even though you're 10 years older than me.
You're fucking hot.
Apparently. Anakin is from Boston now, I guess. You're fucking
Wait,
wicked hot. You're wicked hot. I love you.
Wicked fucking hot. What? God. Oh, we're having way too much fun with this segment. Love that.
Oh, God.
We didn't have any Darth Vader ones. I'm kind of surprised. I don't know what would be a good
easy.
One.
Luke, I'm your fucking father. Yeah.
Instead of him saying no, I'm going to go off of yours, Tommy, where shit. Instead of the big no. Shit.
Also played by Samuel Jackson for that
yeah,
line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shit.
Oh my God.
One of my favorite Darth Vader lines is right when he's about to blow Luke away on the first Death Star. He's got him locked. And again, as the audience, you're thinking Luke is done. He's gonna get fucking blown away here. Darth Vader, right as he pulls the trigger, Han Solo swoops into the Millennium Falcon, and Darth Vader just turns and goes, what? That's my favorite Darth Vader line. What? And I think, again, it would be better if it was like, what? Fuck. What is this shit? All right.
So good.
We are having way too much fun with this.
So good. And Anne, I think you had a good segment for us tonight. You wanted to talk about... one little thing over there.
Oh yeah, the promotion and marketing of these movies.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't around for the original trilogy, obviously, so I don't know much about how it impacted me, but do you guys remember like when the prequels were coming out? All the stuff that was out there, like the Pepsi promotions. And you could get the
yeah.
cool cans
Taco
with
Bell.
the characters, Taco Bell.
Yep. Collect them
And
all.
it was
Are you
just
kidding?
like
I spent so much time at Taco Bell back then.
me too. And that's like another way we can say it was definitely for kids, right? Like all these things geared
Right.
towards us.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Not
there
that
like
we
a
don't
little
still eat Taco
frog?
Bell.
Wasn't there like a little frog? I
Frog.
remember like a little frog dude that was on the Pepsi bottles, or maybe it was a Taco Bell character that was he was promoting the episode one. Am I crazy? Wasn't there a frog, a little froggy guy?
Was it
Little
the
frog.
was it what's his name? Who's the pod racer, the bad guy? No, maybe
No,
I'm
no, no, no.
thinking.
This was not a Star Wars character. It was a promotional like cartoon guy. It was I don't know. I should have done more research. We don't. We're not serious here at Revenge of the Triforce. We don't do our research.
No,
We're all very busy people.
we go out
We
on
do
a
it on the
limb.
spot right now.
But
But
you're right. Like
yeah, I remember the Pepsi, Taco Bell.
all the cups, like the lunch boxes. I mean, people still had lunch boxes back then. I don't know what the fuck they do nowadays, but lunch boxes, t-shirts, and I mean, hello, lightsabers, and all the light up toys. Like it was crazy. I feel like, obviously the first Star Wars movie didn't really have merchandising yet because they didn't even know if like someone's going to go see this thing. But I'm
Yeah.
sure, but by the second
Yeah,
and
the
third,
merchandise
hell
came
yeah.
later.
I mean, there was like Jabba the Hutt showing up to the second and third movies. Just fucking, yeah. I mean, and nowadays, like with the new trilogies, I mean, I think that's what I hate to say it this way, but like, I feel like that's what most of the new movies are like trying to come up with is like, how can we sell more shit? Like, we got to get
Oh
Baby
yeah,
Yoda,
definitely.
and
Are you
all
kidding?
these,
Baby
all.
Yoda in the droid, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, they probably think about that first. In the writer's room, it's like, all right, how are we going to make the most amount of money on costumes, toys, characters, action figures, Legos? Let's do that first, and then we'll write the story second.
Yeah, and they have so many
Exactly.
characters and so many different things to throw into it now. For the prequels, it was like, well, here's all the original stuff that we can throw out there. And now there's like all these more years of like characters and things, like Baby Yoda that we love.
My kids each have a Baby Yoda. They don't even know who Baby Yoda is, but they have a Baby Yoda for some reason. They
Because
each have
he's
a little Baby Yoda
adorable.
doll, and they know he is adorable, and they know he's Baby Yoda, but they don't. I've tried watching Mandalorian with them, and they're bored by it. But they love Baby Yoda.
That's
Yeah,
why
they
they need
love
to bring in the
robots.
little Ewoks or Jawa show you were talking about, because your kids can like
Exactly, Jawas.
it.
Make it happen. Make it happen, Lucasfilm. Is that what they still go by that? Make it happen, Disney.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
Whoever.
yeah. And I could have swore, I don't remember the movie, but I thought it was a big surprise back in like whatever year, 1997 or 8, where nobody was expecting there to be a teaser trailer for a Star Wars movie. And all of a sudden it popped up and people were like going batshit crazy. Like they just, back then the internet like just came out and you couldn't really look shit up.
Oh yeah.
kids of this day and
There
age.
was no Reddit back then. You go
Yeah.
to see the actual movie trailers in the movie
Yeah,
theater.
like nowadays we get all the previews before the Super Bowl and then they premiere there, but like back then you had to actually fucking wait. You know what that's about? You sit
You had to
and you
arrive on time to the movie theater and
Yes.
watch the previews. I used to love I always loved the previews. I never wanted to miss them.
Me fucking too. Oh my God, so good. Well, for the future of Star Wars, and we'll see where it takes us.
Cheers.
I'm optimistic that they'll do a good job. I think they have some hits and some misses, but I mean, I guess you don't know if you don't try, right? But they just have so much fucking money now and
It's definitely the sky's the limit, and regardless of whether we like whatever's next and whatever they come out with next, people are gonna love it. Regardless of whether we like it or not, there's gonna be fans, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it's
Star
all
Wars
about.
can't die at this point. It has established itself. It's part of the world. It's going to be around forever, I think.
I mean, people are still trying to create a lightsaber in real life, and there will be a murder
Yeah.
someday. Not to get dark, but people will try and try to make Star Wars a reality, and I don't think any other franchise in the history of the world has that much attention and fan base and commitment. I don't think there's ever going to be another one. Ooh, God, nope. deep thoughts here on nope. Rot Pod. And part of our name, yeah, right? Revenge of the Triforce.
Exactly.
Well, Anna.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anna, do you have anything to plug? Do you want to plug something? What do you got going on?
Oops, I have nothing to plug. I'm sorry. You could plug literally anything.
You want to plug Nissan? Everyone go out and buy a Nissan.
Stop buying Teslas.
Yeah. Nissans are great, and they're all over the place, and they're trustworthy cars. We have two in our household.
And if you get any type of marketing mail and it has a typo in it, I did not look at it, so don't blame me.
Can't wait to blame you for
I'm going to be watching those closely. So, if I do get one, I'm going to be watching those like a hawk now, just to see. Oh, Anna didn't do this one.
Yep.
There's a typo.
So on May the 4th, right. Go watch A New Hope in your Nissan on VHS. Figure that one out. So good.
All right. Eric, what about you? Anything to plug? What's going on with you?
Not much. I'm just still fucking around on TikTok. I like funny videos. TikTok, follow me. Follow me at Spookedya, SP00KED_YUH. If you caught that, congratulations. If I spoke too fast, just play back the whole episode. Too. Yeah, we'll put it in there.
And by that, I mean Eric's going to put it in the show notes because I don't really do that.
What about you, Tommy?
Follow me and everything to Angry Gym Teacher. Send me some love because it's been a shitty week for me. Send an email to my superintendent and tell him that he should reinstate. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
His name is...
Just like my shit and share it. That's all I ask. That's it. That's all you got to do.
We will.
Well, we have another safety tip this week. These safety tips have a very specific theme to them, and we just want everyone to know that we didn't anticipate that. We gave our friend Dave total creative freedom with these safety tips, said go for it, and we're just running with it. And I think they're hilarious. So,
yeah.
But some people might find them a little gross, but that's okay. They're all legitimate safety tips. These are real things that could maybe happen.
Yep.
You know?
Your penis
if you're not careful.
I know. I was just going to say really quick, Dave, my favorite one so far is, and your penis will die. I've never heard those words.
And your penis will die.
In my entire life ever put together just those so words.
Serious. He's like, and your penis will die.
Oh, I just have a ghost penis.
All right. Well, that's it. Here's this week's safety tip.
If you ever find yourself in the late Cretaceous period and you come across a feathered sleeping dinosaur, it may be a velociraptor. Avoid it, do not approach, and above all, do not stick your penis in its mouth. You will lose it.